It is National 4-H Week, and on this KMMO Ag Report, I'm visiting with one outstanding 4-H member here from Saline County, Ty Murphy of the Kennedy 4-H Club of Sweet Springs. Ty, how are you doing?
Good.
Tell folks how long you've been in 4-H and what are some of the projects you do.
I've been a regular member in the Kennedy 4-H Club for 2 years, and I've been in the Clover Kids for 3 or 4 years. I show livestock, which includes cattle, pigs, and goats.
Which is your favorite? Do you have a favorite of those three?
I like to show cattle because it's basically we go to shows everywhere. We've been to, like, Nebraska, Iowa, and everywhere, and I get to see a lot of my friends at most of those shows.
Probably made a lot of new friends at those shows, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got an older brother that does real well. What's his name?
Cole Murphy.
Right, and he's in FFA, right?
Yep.
Now, you're going to be in FFA, I'm sure, one of these days up at Sweet Springs, right?
Yeah.
Cole's won a lot of awards with his cattle and everything. What year is he in school now?
He is a junior.
As far as showing cattle and hogs and goats, tell me a little bit about what you have to do to get them ready to go into the ring.
Well, I did a 4-H speech at the speaking contest about show day with all my animals. And when we get there, we gotta go check them in. And then we gotta wait to see what class we are in. Then that determines on, like, when we have to get them ready before the show.
I notice you guys are like a lot of families that show. If you got brothers or your dad or mom, you guys kind of all work together when you help out on doing that, don't you?
Yeah.
So a lot of hard work, I'm sure, but do you think it's all worth it when you get to finally show them?
Yeah, because if you do so good, you, like, get money or you get trophies and ribbons and you get to take your picture. They put you up on websites like the Pulse.
Plus, you get to go to State Fair and show down there, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you show all three at the State Fair?
Yeah.
I know you said you have hogs. Do you like showing hogs?
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of young people that show hogs, and you know what? They all seem to have names for the hogs. Do you have any names for your hogs?
Yeah, I did this year. I had a gilt named Sylvie and a bear named Birthmark.
Birthmark? Is that the name?
Yeah, because when he was a baby pig, he had a whole bunch of stuff cut out of his neck, and he had a huge birthmark there, and it just went away.
So you call him Birthmark. And Sylvia, you said?
Sylvie.
Sylvie, okay. Do you name the cattle and goats?
Yeah, I had a steer this year named Oreo, and I had a doe named Dixie and a wether named Wallace.
Wallace, I like that. Wallace the goat. Did you put sunglasses on him or anything?
No.
Okay, well, he ought to have some shades on or something.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.